The Fourth Friday in Lent, Confession of Sins by St. Augustine. What he can, let man do, let him confess himself what he is, that he may be cured by him who always is what he is, for he always was and is, we were not and are. For see what he saith, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Consequently, if thou hast confessed thyself a sinner, the truth is in thee, for the truth itself is light. Thy life hath not yet shone in perfect brightness, because there are sins in thee, but yet thou hast already begun to be enlightened, because there is in thee the confession of sins. For see what follows. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purge us from all iniquity, not only the past original sin, but haply, if we have contracted any from this life, because a man, so long as he bears the flesh, cannot but have some, at any rate, light sins, but these, which we call light, do not thou make light of. If thou make light of them, when thou weighest them, be afraid when thou countest them. Many light makes one huge sin, many drops fill the river, many grains make the lump, and what hope is there? Before all, confession. Lest any think himself righteous, and before the eyes of God, who seeth that which is man, which was not and is, lift up the neck. Before all then, confession, then love. For of charity what is said, charity covereth a multitude of sins. Now let us see whether he commandeth charity in regard of the sins which subsequently overtake us, because charity alone extinguisheth sins. Pride extinguisheth charity, therefore humility strengtheneth charity. Charity extinguisheth sins. Humility goes along with confession, the humility by which we confess ourselves sinners. This is humility, not to say it with the tongue, as if only to avoid arrogancy, lest we should displease men should we say that we are righteous. This do the ungodly and insane. I know indeed that I am righteous, but what shall I say before men? If I shall call myself righteous, who will hear it? Who tolerate? Let my righteousness be known unto God. I, however, will say that I am a sinner, but only that I be not found odious for arrogancy. Tell men what thou art. Tell God what thou art. Because if thou tell not God what thou art, God condemneth what he shall find in thee. Wouldest thou not that he condemneth thee? Condemn thou. Wouldest thou that he forgive? Do thou acknowledge that thou mayest be able to say unto God, turn thy face from my sins. Say also to him those words in the same psalm, for I acknowledge mine iniquity. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purge us from all iniquity. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and this word is not in us. If thou shalt say, I have not sinned, thou makest him a liar, while thou wishest to make thyself true. How is it possible that God should be a liar and men true, when the Scripture saith the contrary? Every man a liar, God alone true. Consequently, God true, though himself, though true through God, became though through thyself a liar. And less happily the apostle should seem to have given impunity for sins, and that he said, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all iniquity. And men henceforth should say to themselves, let us sin, let us do securely what we will. Christ purgeth us, he is faithful and just, purgeth us from all iniquity. He taketh from thee an evil insecurity, and putteth in a useful fear. To thine own hurt thou wouldest be secure, thou must be solicitous. For he is faithful and just to forgive us our faults, provided thou always displease thyself, and by changing until thou be perfected. Accordingly, what follows? My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. But perchance sin overtakes us from our mortal life. What shall be done then? What? Shall there now be despair? Hear. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. He then is the advocate. Do thou endeavor not to sin. If from the infirmity of this life sin shall overtake thee, see to it straightway be displeased, straightway condemn it, and when thou hast condemned, thou shalt become assured unto the judge. Thou hast the advocate. Fear not to lose thy cause and thy confession. For if oft times in this life a man commits his cause to an eloquent tongue, and is not lost, thou committest thyself to the word, and shalt thou be lost? Cry, we have an advocate with the Father.